Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we sit down with Grace Lear. We Zoomed with Grace the morning of May the 6th, 2020. Exciting times for her. Grace had just made the top 10 in this season of American Idol. She's a Nashvillian now, but she joined us from her childhood home in Danville, California.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
Into your life and living room, courtesy of American Idol from Danville, California. Coffee, Country, and Cody. We welcome Grace Lear this morning. You know, you sing like that, they'll put you on television, I hear. On prime time, too.
Yeah. I think they have, yeah. Actually.
You sing well enough, they'll put you in the top 10. Yeah. Hey, Grace, congratulations. Welcome to Coffee Country and Cody in Nashville.
Oh, hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm missing my Nashville fam.
She looks just like she does on television, Charlie. Oh, wait. She is on television.
Yeah, that's
good. In her market area, Danville, California, you can see her. Home folks, KBCW 44.5 and KMAX, KMAX 31.5. And Danville is east of Oakland, right in the San Ramon Valley. Right. How close am I?
Yep, that's very close. East Bay. And where I was born and raised.
What I did not know about your story is that you were a soccer star in high school and then at Cal, right?
For my whole life and played D1 soccer at Cal for 4.5 years. That was great. Way back when, my glory days. I can't play like that anymore. I play in a couple rec leagues in Nashville, which is really fun at like Boost Fit and stuff like that, but not as good as I used to be.
So when you're home in Nashville, when you reference that, you are at home where you grew up in Danville, California. Is that because that's happened to be where you were before quarantine set in and it was the most convenient place for you to be?
Yeah. So they actually, you know, with the whole top 21 thing, they did fly us out to LA. We thought we were going to do, you know, get ready for the live shows in LA. And then the quarantine happened and the shelter in place happened. So I was so close to my hometown in Danville. I wanted to see my family. And, you know, it was so unpredictable how long this was going to be. We didn't know if we were going to be able to go back and do the show in LA. So I was like, I might as well stay close by and go see family. So, yep, did the shelter in place here. But I moved to Nashville 3 years ago. And that place has done so much for me and my bands out there and all my friends. So I'm missing it a lot.
American Idol, Sundays at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. You see it on ABC. This morning, you're watching on Circle Television across the country. And all things Circle can be found at CirclePlus.com and all the social media at Circle All Access. So how did this whole process start for you? I mean, we always talk to the artists who've come to Nashville through the years and had success after coming off Idol. How did your audition process begin? Where did it start and get you to where you are today?
Yeah. So my audition process started actually in Nashville. They do kind of a big, you know, invite there, like a cattle call. And I went with my bandmate Kyle Klaus, and he played guitar for me. And the producers liked us and sent us on to Milwaukee, where we got to audition in front of the celebrity judges, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. And that was quite a journey. I did not think it was going to bring me all the way here to top 10 and performing from home in my own backyard. But here I am, and it's been absolutely amazing. And the support has been so incredible, both from the Bay Area and Nashville. And I'm just, it really has been a dream. I did not expect this at all.
Well, that's a perfect segue to where we're going. So we'll take a look. Everybody can watch from her backyard. Really? No, it's not a figure of speech. Take a look.
Just one tear running down your cheek. Maybe I could cope. Maybe I'd get some sleep if I had just one moment at your expense. Maybe you'll... So cry just a little for me.
Wow.
All right, we're going to get the judges' responses here in just a moment from that performance on American Idol. And Grace Lear, if you just joined us. So what was running through your mind at that moment you were performing and as you watch and hear it back now?
I mean, that was just, it was such a funny feeling. You know, American Idol has gone above and beyond to make sure that these shows from home are great quality. But we're performing in front of iPhone cameras. So it's just really different, you know, and we go from my, you know, performance in Hawaii, which was for the top 40. I sang Natural Woman in front of, you know, a huge crowd on the beach to my backyard in front of these iPhone cameras. So it just is, it was different. But for me, and you mentioned my soccer playing, I had to treat it, you know, the same way as any other performance. It almost kind of felt like I was in a recording studio too. You know, you don't have the audience there, and my family was there, which was really nice. But for me, I just had to really hone in on the emotion, and I wanted to connect with the song and know that on the other side of that iPhone camera, 10 million people are going to see this and they'll be watching. So it was important to make sure that the connection was there, but definitely one of the, a very different experience than any other performance I've had.
Well, and of course, not to forget the judges. Let's see what the response was to the performance we just saw.
We're not finding singers. We're discovering true artists. And Grace, I'm just so proud of the fact that you rose to the occasion. And I'm telling you, I felt every bit of it. That was a great delivery.
Thank you so much.
Grace Lear, my dear, you rode that bull real well. You know, you really played with those dynamics. I love how big it got at the end. And I think that you've got a lot of the boxes checked to be a big country star. I think it's going to be up to America to make it and then to see what you do with that.
Thank you so much.
You know, the first part of that song, it just lacked a little of what you gave us on Natural Woman. I mean, when you walked out on Natural Woman, you owned it from the start to the finish. But having said that, I mean, from the halfway through your performance to the end, I mean, you were giving us those big, amazing notes that we're so, that you spoil us with.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Luke.
Grace America, if she's your number one, you can vote for her right now. AmericanIdol.com is the place for all the voting information. She wants to be in your top 10, so make sure you're voting for her if you want to see her in that final group. Thank you very much.
Bye. Thanks so much.
I'm still in my backyard.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, if we saw your backyard about a month ago, does it look like it did on Sunday, or did it get a little extreme makeover for the Idol show?
I mean, pretty much my mom, I mean, this is my mom's house, and she does such an amazing job with the gardening, and she's like, she definitely was maintaining it a little bit more once we knew that was the spot that we were going to perform in. I would be like rehearsing, and she's like watering the flowers behind me, and I'm like, Mom. But no, it is our backyard. And I mean, the only thing that we really changed was added some, you know, items in the background. And then for Over the Rainbow, we added some flowers on the barn. But that's our backyard.
For a California girl, now be honest, okay? Chances are he's not up at this hour anyway. Do you think Luke Bryan talks funny?
I feel like that's just Luke Bryan. I mean, I definitely think he says my name. I've never heard my name said the way that he says, like, Grace. And I'm like, I know it's him. Like, the minute I hear, like, you know what, Grace, I'm like, okay, that's Luke Bryan. Yeah. So
it's a three syllable word on a good day.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. It's like Grace Lear. It's like Grace Lear.
That is Grace Lear.
I love him.
Just
great.
Joined us off American Idol. She's in the top 10. And how does it make you feel to be the only country artist left in the competition?
Oh,
that's
man.
Wonderful for us here in Nashville, of course.
Yeah, it's an honor to be the last country singer in the competition. I mean, you know, between Lauren Massetti and I, you know, she's Nashville. They had that whole vote between us, which was crazy and so unexpected. And you know, I've met a lot of, even just through the audition process, and Hollywood Week is the first time you meet all the other contestants. And I met so many people from Nashville, so many country singers, so many female country singers, and everyone is so incredibly talented. So I definitely didn't think this was going to be the case. And it's definitely just an honor to be here and represent country music in Nashville, I mean, it's huge. So, yeah.
How long have you been in Nashville? You talked about leaving California, moving here. You've been here for a while?
It'll be 3 years at the end of May. Yeah, 3 years that I moved out there with my, I started a country band here in San Francisco of all places and, you know, took that band and went to Nashville and went after it. I mean, and it's been such a wonderful place for me to grow and learn. And I've met so many amazing musicians there. I've made some great music and played at some really cool places, but, I'm definitely, you know, the show is almost over. I mean, the May 17th is the finale and it's happening real quick. And I'm just so excited for those next steps and to get back to Nashville and get back to my music and, you know, keep playing back there.
It's our good fortune to have you in our hometown that you've made yours for the last 3 years. Congratulations on all the wonderful things that have happened to you, Grace. All the best. You saw from Ryan Seacrest how you can continue to vote. Grace Lear, the top 10 American Idol. That's Sundays at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. ABC is your network. And this morning on Circle Television from her home in Danville, California, Grace Lear on Coffee, Country, and Cody. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Bye,
thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.